Hello, Sig.
Hello, Doctor. Yes, I wondered if you'd read a book called The Plant Paradox. If not, I could summarize in two sentences and ask the question.
I was just exposed to that recently, and it looks fascinating. But, yeah, if you could tell us your take on it, I'd love to hear that.
Well, you know, he talks about glutens is just one of the class of just one thing in the class of lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
And he said we should avoid others in the nightshade family and a lot of fruits and vegetables. And so he has lists of what to eat and not to eat.
Okay. And what was your question?
One question I could ask you, just taking gluten as an example, is that something everyone should avoid or only people that are sensitive to it?
It would probably be hard to say, yeah, everyone should get it out of their diet. Some people don't realize they're sensitive to it. They obviously don't have celiac disease, which is a autoimmune allergy to gluten products. But a lot more people have gluten sensitivity, and once they discover that is the case, oh my gosh, they're so many things have the potential of improving, you know, including their glandular function, their digestion, their colon health, inflammation in their body. It's pretty dramatic. So I'm not sure if we can extrapolate and say, you know, getting rid of gluten can cure all kinds of different things, but it's possible. You know, it's just the research isn't there yet. But you know, ever since gluten was produced in the 50s and 60s, they started really upping the amount of gluten in the wheat plants. So that seems to be when a lot of these problems started showing up in people. But I've had tremendous success removing gluten for some people. I will test them, of course, and if they show sensitivity, I'll remove that. And I would say 80-90% come back and say, oh my God, that was the key to my health. And they would never want to go back. So it kind of makes sense. And of course, there are a lot of lectins in the more than just gluten, but most grains. And I will tell you one thing, Sig, I had a patient this week, fascinating. He said that he read the book and went on the Plant Paradox, and I have before and after blood work for him, and he said his health improved so dramatically within a couple of months. One thing I did notice was he lost 9 pounds, his energy went way up, he exercises quite a bit, but he said his endurance just really soared for him. And his good cholesterol went up, bringing the total cholesterol down. I'm not sure why that happened on the diet, but that was one of the things. His inflammatory markers came down. So I was pretty excited to see all this. And I plan on reading the book, but it sounds pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I'll just say one more thing quickly. It's pretty extreme, a lot of stuff to avoid, but still more stuff you can eat than you can't. And what makes me want to take it seriously is the credentials of the writer, Dr. Stephen Gundry. He's not only a cardiologist, but also a heart surgeon, and has also invented some heart surgery tools to make that possible. So,
yeah.
But, Doc, I appreciate your help very much.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that. We'll check that out, Sig. Appreciate it.